It is Halloween, and Alex likes this stuff more than I do because I get scared easily. Look, they're already laughing at me.
I live for it.
In studio this morning, I'd like to welcome Nicole and Michael Kabrowski. Did I get that right, first of all?
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. I want to celebrate right there. You guys are paranormal investigators. You are the co-owners of Unseen Press. That's unseenpress.com. And you guys aim at bringing information about ghosts to the public. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, how did this all get started? How did you guys form Unseen Press? And I guess kind of what other things do you do as far as paranormal?
Well, we got started with the company in 2001 because we love the paranormal. And we thought, well, why can't we give ghost tours and stuff like that here as well as doing our paranormal investigation? And so we started giving ghost walks in the rain our first year to two speed walkers. And then it just kind of went from there. We've done bus tours, and then we do haunted overnights to investigate different places, whether somebody asks us to, or someplace like, you know, Waverly or Whispers or what have you. And then we also do fundraisers as well at haunted locations. We get to investigate, and they get to keep the money.
Now, are there actual places then in Indy and Central Indiana that are haunted or at least have activity?
Lots and lots.
Like where?
The Athenaeum Foundation building is one of them.
Okay, where's that located at?
That's at on Delaware Street.
Oh, that's
here. On Michigan Street. Michigan Street.
Actually, okay. The building that has the Ratskeller in it as well.
Yeah,
most
everybody's
know
like
it from that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, where the Ratskeller is.
Yeah, I go there. Uh oh.
Mm-hmm. I would never go there. Okay. Then what? Did you guys know some of the things that people have experienced? Like, what are the paranormal things that are happening?
Yeah. So that's one of the places that we do investigative fundraisers for the Athenaeum Foundation. And so we have one that sold out this weekend, and we've got another one scheduled for February 24th. So people can find that information online. But every place in that building has had some sort of activity. There's a place called Grandma's Attic.
Nope.
Yeah, that already sounds scary.
What happened in Grandma's Attic? Okay. All right, stop turning the lights on and off.
Case flicking on the lights.
I'll walk out. You guys can do this interview without me. You know how I feel. Is there what happens at Grandma's Attic?
Grandma's Attic is above the theater, and people have said that they've talked with several different spirits, some of them friendly, some of them not so much. And one time they had a ghost box app, and it said, take down. And they had just put up, the Athenaeum Foundation or the theater folks had just put up a row of clothes, and they got this takedown, and shortly after that, it fell.
Ooh.
The rack of clothes fell.
Ooh.
And so
there was that flashlight sessions in there the flashlight answered. There's actually one on YouTube. A friend of ours shot in that room. So, yeah, it's very intense.
Oh my gosh. How are you communicating with the ghosts when you're investigating?
So we use a lot of different methods. So we use everything from like EMF detectors and Gauss meters to ghost boxes and flashlights to ask yes no questions. We take pictures. We have stationary cameras. All of that kind of stuff.
What about a Ouija board? Anybody use a Ouija board around here?
Well, we have on occasion. I actually collect them.
What, you collect Ouija boards?
I do.
Why?
I like old vintage Ouija boards. I don't like use them a lot.
Joe wanted to bring one in today, and I said absolutely
nobody
not.
Nobody would do it. No, nobody would do it here. They would say absolutely not. Michael, you're laughing at that. Have you used a Ouija board before then?
I've been in the same room, but I haven't used it myself.
What happened?
It got kind of intense. There was some noise going on with the washing machine in the next room. It was just really weird what happened. And we have a friend of ours that might be listening who really doesn't like them at all. And she made us. She wanted to make us take it out of the Athenaeum building when we were having our investigation there.
Yeah.
But it was, it's something a lot of people have strong opinions about. We don't use it very much.
Yeah.
We use cell phones as well sometimes with thermal cameras attached.
Yeah.
Those are kind of neat.
Oh, we got some really good footage from the Scottsburg Heritage Museum in Scott County. We have our investigators on one side, and then you see like one person, and then a couple of other people, it looks like, come out of the wall. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And he's trying to make sure that they're not mimicking the actions and it's not some sort of weird reflection, and it's not.
What do you think about people that say that they've actually hooked up with a ghost? Like Kesha said, a ghost got a little handsy with her, the singer Kesha. What do you think about that? Is it possible? Are there some frisky ghosts?
You know, I think there are some frisky ghosts, and if that's what you want to do, go do what you need to do.
Where are those locations in central Indiana, if we're wondering here?
Well, we do investigate the Noblesville Jail as well, the old Noblesville Jail in Hamilton County, and Nicole got a little... handsy with a ghost there.
Get handsy with the ghost. The ghost got handsy with me.
Let me just
rephrase that. So we were in the back. We were in the back cells where it was the high security area, and we were in the guard shack or in the guard area. And I was with a bunch of newbies, and I said, "Hey, are any of you guys warm?" Uh-huh. And they said, "Well, no, it's kind of cold in here to us because there's no heat back here." And I said, "Okay." And all of a sudden, I got a really really warm sensation on my back, and I asked the lady next to me, I said, "I need you to lift up my shirt," and she was like, "What?" And I was like, in back, and she lifted it up, and she, "Oh yeah, you've got scratch marks all over your
what?
Back.
Whoa, yeah. They're trying to take your bra off.
No. Well, I don't know, because we were supposedly talking to a pimp that had been incarcerated.
There it is, see?
It's the Joe and Alex Show. We are speaking with Nicole and Michael Kabrowski, they're paranormal investigators. They're co-owners of Unseen Press. You can go to their website, unseenpress.com, and get more information about doing ghost walks and ghost tours. You kind of talked about that right there, Nicole, with the scratch on the back. What's the creepiest or scariest, or maybe something that you guys cannot logically explain that you've seen or that's happened to you?
I think it all became logical for me when I saw my first ghost, because
when did you see your first ghost?
I was about 13, and it was the house that I grew up in, and I had thought that my sisters had just been trying to kid their youngest sister, and I saw a figure of a man with a cape that they had seen, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" Everything became real.
Was it an old house?
Yeah, it was an old house that had been used as a one-room schoolhouse, and they had built on around the house.
Was that here in Indiana?
Mm-hmm. It was near Anderson. The Anderson LaPel area.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's like close to me.
Were you able to trace back like who this caped man might have been?
Well, the caped man might have been the person that the land was deeded to. That's the closest that I could get to, because it was part of an original land grant that Andrew Jackson had given one of the Revolutionary War soldiers.
That's insane. Maybe it was the Phantom of the Opera with that cape.
Okay, so this is kind of a loaded question, and I feel like there's a lot of layers to this, so just answer this the best that you can. But just out of my curiosity, morbid curiosity, since you guys see... Well, have you ever seen a ghost, Michael, or just Nicole?
I don't see much, but I've seen a couple, yeah.
Okay, so both of you have seen actual ghosts. So when it comes to questions about, like, afterlife and, like, heaven and stuff like that, but if you see ghosts trapped here, then do you believe that there is, like, an afterlife or a place, or no? Because, like, ghosts are walking around here.
So my personal belief, I mean, you're right. Ghosts play with everybody's spirituality.
Yeah.
You know, I have very religious people that kind of like, "Oh, I believe, but... you know, technically my religion says that nobody can come back because we're sitting at the right hand of God," but they've seen things and they don't believe that it's demonic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've spoken with people who truly believe, nope, that's demonic.
Yeah.
For me personally, I was raised Catholic. I don't practice it or anything. And I just believe that ghosts are all around us. If we're given the power of free choice today, why would God take that away if God exists?
Uh-huh.
When we go to the right hand of God.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting stuff.
All right. The lights are flickering again. We want to thank you guys so much. Thank you, Nicole and Michael Kabrowski, paranormal investigators. They're co-owners of Unseen Press. You can check it out right now, unseenpress.com. And also, you guys are on Twitter at ghosts_IN for Indiana.
And their annual Halloween ghost walk is happening tonight in Westfield. So check that out, facebook.com/ghosttoursIN.
Wow. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Yay!
We really appreciate
it. Thank you guys.